I'm Brian Turner with the MyFM Newsroom. Very pleased today to be speaking with John Jordan, our incumbent MPP, who's on the campaign trail heading towards a February 27th election. Thank you so much for joining us today, John.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What, in your opinion, are the main issues facing our riding's residents at this election?
Well, I think, Brian, the main issue provincially and federally is the potential impact on our economy due to tariffs. And this is important not only to protect jobs and our workers, but the strong economy that this government has created is what is funding our investments in healthcare, infrastructure, social services, long-term care, housing. We now have a AAA rating, which greatly reduces interest rate costs. And our GDP has grown by approximately $60 billion, 700,000 new jobs. And the Ford government has not increased taxes. So we need to protect this economy and the jobs. It is linked to all our other priorities. So it needs all our attention now. This is the mandate that Premier Ford is asking for.
So going forward, any specific plans you can tell us about on addressing these issues?
Well, the PC government has been focused on building the economy, creating a business investment friendly province, reducing red tape. Minister Fedeli travels the globe, letting corporations know what Ontario has to offer. My focus will continue to be on healthcare, primary care expansion, mental health, addictions services, long-term care, infrastructure, Smiths Falls Water Tower distribution network, the communal water sewage systems in Frontenac, assisting municipalities with roads and bridges. Broadband continues to be a challenge, and we continue to make improvements in our broadband. You know, the agricultural sector in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston is important, and I've had the privilege of working with Minister Flack, and two great announcements from AMAFA: the increase by 50% of the beef feeder program, and recently, and this is huge for our agricultural sector, is the $100 million investment in the risk management program. Our goal is to increase our agri-food production by 30% by 2032.
What do you think you bring to the table when it comes to, obviously we've got your experience, at, not just at Queen's Park, but going back to your experience with ConnectWell as a healthcare leader? Servicing a wide area. Is that important to bring to the table to this election as well?
I think over the past 3 years, I have experienced situations, particularly when I was working as the PA to long-term care, where that experience has been really valuable, particularly when we're looking at how we're addressing health care. And I think we're on the right track with this because we're looking at interdisciplinary care. We're looking at all our primary care practitioners work until their full scope of practice. So I fully support the nurse practitioners and their increased scope of practice, the pharmacists increasing their scope of practice. All these things coming together will help our physicians, help our emergency departments going forward. So that experience in working in an interdisciplinary environment has helped me over the past 3 years.
In closing, if you've had a message that you want to deliver to the residents of this riding, you know, to give them some impetus, to give them some encouragement to get out and make their vote count on February 27th, what would you say to them?
Well, first of all, I think it's winter time. It's going to be difficult to get voter turnout. So I would encourage everybody to get out and vote and celebrate our democratic system. We do have challenges in healthcare. We have made large improvements. Primary health team in Perth, the Ottawa Valley Family Health team in Carleton Place, the new MRI in Smiths Falls, the new state-of-the-art emergency department in Carleton Place. We need to keep to move forward. We've done a lot of work on the human resource. Probably our biggest challenge in healthcare has been human resources. So now we have 3 new medical schools. We have a new nursing program in Carleton University that's going to produce 200 nurses a year. So we need to continue on this route. All of these things help our economy and help our community. Infrastructure is key, And I'm working with both Frontenac on the communal systems, which will open up housing in our rural areas, and also initiatives like Smiths Falls Water Tower and the distribution of that. We've got a great investment going into Carleton Place, $35 million going into their water and sewage plants. We need the infrastructure in place to support the housing that we need in our community.
Thank you so much. And just to remind everyone, there are alternatives to coming out on the 27th by foot to a local polling station. You have the option to vote in early polls. You have the option to vote by mail. So really, there's no excuse for people not to get out and exercise their democratic right. And I think it's important. Any election is, but at this juncture, at this time in Ontario's history, this is the election not to miss.
Thanks, Brian. If I can, I'd just like this Thursday on February 6th, we're going to have the opening of the campaign office, which is 88 Cornelia Street West in Smiths Falls. Everyone is welcome. And if you have any questions about where to vote, how to vote, feel free to give us a call at 1-800-504-2431.
Thank you so much for your time today, Mr. Jordan. All the best on the 27th.
Thank you very much.